This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. JNSPG staff will read synopses of articles which have been published online this week. The full text versions of these articles can be found in the online and print versions of the journal.
Hello. And welcome to the Journal of Neurosurgery podcast for December 25th, 2009. I'm Curtis Bever, and I will be reading a synopsis of a review article which was published online today by the Journal of Neurosurgery. The article is titled Molecular Mechanisms of Microvascular Failure in Central Nervous System Injury, Synergistic Roles of NKCC1 and SUR1-TRPM4. It was written by J. Mark Simard and colleagues. Traumatic brain injury is invariably complicated by abnormal function of brain microvessels. Changes in capillary permeability result in the extravasation of intravascular fluid, inflammatory cells, and blood, thereby producing cerebral edema, inflammation, and progressive secondary hemorrhage. Recent work in models of brain injury and stroke has implicated two ion transport proteins expressed in brain endothelial cells as critical mediators of edema formation. These are the constitutively expressed sodium potassium chloride cotransporter, NKCC1, and the trauma and/or ischemia-induced SUR1-TRPM4 channel. Whereas NKCC1 function requires adenosine 5 triphosphate, or ATP, activation of SUR1-TRPM4 occurs only after ATP depletion. This opposite dependence on levels of intracellular ATP implies that either mechanism will activate or deactivate as ATP concentrations rise and fall during periods of ischemia or reperfusion. This results in continuous edema formation regardless of cellular energy status. Moreover, with critical ATP depletion, sustained opening of SUR1-TRPM4 channels results in the oncotic death of endothelial cells, leading to capillary fragmentation and secondary hemorrhage. Bumetanide and glibenclamide are two well-characterized, safe, FDA-approved drugs that inhibit NKCC1 and the SUR1-TRPM4 channel, respectively. When used alone, these drugs have provided documented beneficial effects in animal models of traumatic brain injury and ischemia-associated cerebral edema and secondary hemorrhage. Combination therapy with bumetanide and glibenclamide may yield critical synergy in preventing injury-associated capillary failure.
Thank you for listening. To read all the articles published by the JNSPG this week, or to listen to more podcasts from the Journal of Neurosurgery or Neurosurgical Focus, please visit us at thejns.org.